2023年精编初中英语教学与评估听力部分14
Part 1 Listening
第一部分听力
1. Listening Comprehension
听力理解
A. Listen and choose the right picture
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片
1. More than 6 million guests have visited Shanghai Disneyland Park since last June.
More than 6 million guests have visited Shanghai Disneyland Park since last June.
2. Did you watch the skiing competition in this Winter Olympics?
Did you watch the skiing competition in this Winter Olympics?
3. They enjoyed working as community volunteers and tried their best to help others.
They enjoyed working as community volunteers and tried their best to help others.
4. Electric cars have been used widely because they are environmentally friendly.
Electric cars have been used widely because they are environmentally friendly.
5. I want to be an astronaut like Wang Yaping when I grow up.
I want to be an astronaut like Wang Yaping when I grow up.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。6. Excuse me, where can I find a convenience store?
There is one around the corner, between a bank and a bookstore.
Question, what is the man looking for? 请再听一遍。Excuse me, where can I find a convenience store?
There is one around the corner, between a bank and a bookstore.
Question, what is the man looking for? Seven. The plane will take off at 10:30.
So, we still have 20 minutes.
Question, what time is it now? 请再听一遍。The plane will take off at 10:30.
So, we still have 20 minutes.
Question, what time is it now?
Eight. What heavy rain it is. I hope it will be fine tomorrow. Then we can go out to play basketball.
The weather report says it will be windy in the morning and cloudy in the afternoon.
Question. What's the weather like now?
请再听一遍。
What heavy rain it is. I hope it will be fine tomorrow. Then we can go out to play basketball.
The weather report says it will be windy in the morning and cloudy in the afternoon.
Question. What's the weather like now?
Nine. Have you ever learned English by watching English language videos?
Yes, I have. I've learned a lot that way.
Question.How has the boy learned English? 请再听一遍。Have you ever learned English by watching English language videos?
Yes, I have. I've learned a lot that way.
Question, how has the boy learned English?
10. The teacher asked me to take part in the speech contest.
It's good for you.
But I'm very nervous. I have never made a speech in front of so many people.
You can never tell what will happen unless you have a try.
Question. What does the woman suggest the man do?
请再听一遍。
The teacher asked me to take part in the speech contest.
It's good for you.
But I'm very nervous. I have never made a speech in front of so many people.
You can never tell what will happen unless you have a try.
Question. What does the woman suggest the man do? C. Listen to the dialogue and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的对话内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。Hello and welcome to our program, Living in the Countryside. Today you'll hear David Johnson from Scotland telling you something about his life. Now, David.
Hello, I'm 15 years old and I'm studying in Stanley School. I'm in Junior 3 and I'm really fond of science and geography, but I find maths and history a bit difficult.I run for the school team in the 800 meters because I'm good at running. However, since my home is only 4 miles away from the school, I ride there every day. My uncle has a farm, and I spend most of my free time helping him there. I help him to do the farm work every Saturday, and sometimes I do some housework.
I'm told you have joined a group. Say something about that, please.
Okay, the Young Farmers Group. On Mondays, I go to the Young Farmers Group. It's great fun. We also learn things like how to feed and look after animals. I want to be like my uncle and have my own farm one day. My mother says I'll have to go to college first to learn more knowledge, so I'm going to work hard to pass all my exams.
Thank you very much, David. 请再听一遍。Hello and welcome to our program, Living in the Countryside. Today you'll hear David Johnson from Scotland telling you something about his life. Now, David.
Hello, I'm 15 years old and I'm studying in Stanley School. I'm in Junior 3 and I'm really fond of science and geography, but I find maths and history a bit difficult.I run for the school team in the 800 meters because I'm good at running. However, since my home is only 4 miles away from the school, I ride there every day. My uncle has a farm, and I spend most of my free time helping him there. I help him to do the farm work every Saturday, and sometimes I do some housework.
I'm told you have joined a group. Say something about that, please.
Okay, the Young Farmers Group. On Mondays, I go to the Young Farmers Group. It's great fun. We also learn things like how to feed and look after animals. I want to be like my uncle and have my own farm one day. My mother says I'll have to go to college first to learn more knowledge, so I'm going to work hard to pass all my exams.
Thank you very much, David.
D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列句子，每空格限填一词。Alice is a beautiful young lady. She works as a maths teacher at a school. She is kind, helpful, and patient, and she never gets angry. She often helps her students with their lesson.In one of her classes, the boys and girls are both 8 years old, and they are not very good at maths. Alice always tries to make the work interesting and amusing, as well as useful. One day, she asked her students a question. If you go to the market to buy vegetables, she said, and a carrot and a half cost 12 pence, how much will you have to pay for a dozen carrots?The students began to write in their exercise books, and for a long time nobody spoke. Then one boy put up his hand and said,
Could you repeat the question, please, miss?
The teacher began, if a carrot and a half... But the boy interrupted her.
Oh, a carrot and a half, he said. All this time I've been trying to work it out in cabbages, miss. I didn't pay attention just now, and I haven't heard your question correctly.
请再听一遍。
Alice is a beautiful young lady. She works as a maths teacher at a school. She is kind, helpful, and patient, and she never gets angry. She often helps her students with their lesson. In one of her classes, the boys and girls are both 8 years old, and they are not very good at maths. Alice always tries to make the work interesting and amusing, as well as useful. One day, she asked her students a question. If you go to the market to buy vegetables, she said, and a carrot and a half cost 12 pence, how much will you have to pay for a dozen carrots? The students began to write in their exercise books, and for a long time nobody spoke. Then one boy put up his hand and said, Could you repeat the question, please, miss? The teacher began, If a carrot and a half... But the boy interrupted her.
Oh, a carrot and a half, he said. All this time I've been trying to work it out in cabbages, miss. I didn't pay attention just now, and I haven't heard your question correctly.